Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Lynchpin Doctrine of Repentance. The Lynchpin Doctrine of Repentance. In 1937, H.A. Ironside wrote his book, Unless You Repent, addressing the error that said repentance is not necessary for salvation. What was a serious problem those many years ago has gone to seed in our day. While the doctrine of repentance is overlooked by many, I contend that without biblical repentance, no one will see the kingdom. Repentance is not an addition to faith, but rather is descriptive of the right kind of faith. The word repent simply means to change your mind. A fundamental change of mind is involved in a saving faith. It involves a change of mind about sin and a change of mind about Christ as Lord and Savior. You can't have one without the other. To truly change your mind about Christ inherently involves a change of mind about sin. While the ministries of the prophets often overlapped, they separately made distinct contributions in terms of emphasis. Moses was the lawgiver. Joel emphasized the day of the Lord. Isaiah had a pronounced emphasis on the Messiah. Daniel highlighted the sovereignty of God, while Ezekiel stressed the Lord God, literally Adonai, meaning Master, Yahweh. And while essentially all the prophets emphasized repentance, it was John the Baptist who uniquely made this the hallmark of his entire ministry. John the Baptist's repentance ministry is a linchpin ministry. His ministry of repentance connects back to the Old Testament. And going forward into the New Testament, everything builds on it. In terms of position, no one was ever in a greater place than that of John the Baptist. He was the forerunner of the Lord. He prepared the way for the Lord in calling for repentance. His ministry of repentance was prophetically and poetically depicted back in Isaiah 40, 3 and 4. The major thing in John the Baptist's ministry was calling people to repentance, which is what his baptism signified. It was not essentially about the baptism, but rather about the repentance. John prepared the way of the Lord. Repentance was necessary to receive the Messiah. The way to the kingdom is through repentance. John the Baptist said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Building on the introductory ministry of John, Jesus said the same thing, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew 4:17. The only way to the kingdom is by way of repentance. What Jesus meant by repentance is the same thing that John meant. John called for a radical change of mind that resulted in a changed life. Compare Luke 3, 7 through 14. The nature of saving faith, which involves repentance, is the same in all ages. Hebrews chapter 11. The content of faith was progressive, in keeping with progressive revelation. But the nature of true faith involving repentance is consistent in all dispensations. Now looking forward, not only did the ministry of Jesus built on the concept of repentance emphasized by John, but so did that of the apostles. John the Baptist's ministry of repentance reaches back to the Old Testament, but is also a linchpin to everything that follows in the New Testament. It is ever true. The way to the kingdom is through repentance. The unrighteous who refuse to repent will not inherit the kingdom of God, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Yes, we are saved by faith alone. But it must be the right kind of faith. It must be a change of mind kind of faith. God's bow of judgment is bent. It is aimed at all those who will not turn in repentance to Him and accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. God now commands all men everywhere to repent. Acts 17:30. John pointed to Christ and called for repentance. Those who truly received Christ were those who believed in His name. These were the repentant. Sometimes the emphasis in Scripture is believe, and sometimes it is repentance. But in truth, where you find the one, you always find the other. is just as sure as Jesus is linked with John in their emphasis on repentance. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, "Repentance is the inseparable companion of faith." Repentance is the inseparable companion of faith. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.